Stand by, Jerry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Jerry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today our special guest is a young couple and they are, well actually wait a minute, I should change that around. They're not a couple, they're a brother and sister act. No, they're not the Osmonds. They are a wonderful, unique style of their own and they are called Nicole and Scotty. They are in Los Angeles right now. I have them on the phone. Good morning, kids. How you do? I should say kids. Good morning, young adults. How are you?
Good morning. You're great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're going to tell what kind of interview this is already because my mouth is not working this morning very well.
You're so fine. You're fine. People actually mistake us for a couple, and it's weird. We're always like, no. Sister, brother.
Just a brother and sister. Now, you guys are down in Los Angeles area there. Whereabouts in L.A.?
We're in the Santa Clarita Valley, so like 40 minutes from the city.
Okay. From the beginning here. Now, Nicole, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay. And Scotty, you are?
I'm only 17 right now.
Only 17. I got dirty socks older than that, you know? For crying out loud.
Waiting to be old enough to go and listen to his favorite DJs at clubs.
How did you guys get started performing?
It was actually thanks to Scotty. He took up guitar when he was 10. He started in a group lesson. I mean, the first week that he picked up a guitar, he just soared through the entire beginner book. We were like, okay, I think he has this profound calling for guitar. His teacher at the time was like, you know, he's just already at expert level, you know, even a month after he was playing. I've always been interested in writing, and I've always been writing songs just for fun. I sang when I was younger in church or at school, but never really professionally pursued it. I think we just got started because we started writing songs together. Scotty would, you know, compose original pieces on guitar, and then I would write lyrics, and then we would come up with a song, and it kind of just snowballed from there. We started playing open mics. People took an interest and suggested we should start playing elsewhere. And then we opened a YouTube channel, and it kind of took off from there.
Scotty, from what I understand, though, the guitar isn't the only instrument you can play. Is that correct?
That is correct. I actually play 8 different instruments.
8 different instruments?
Yes.
Tell me what you play.
I play acoustic guitar, electric guitar, pedal steel guitar, dobro guitar, mandolin, piano, banjo, and ukulele.
Okay, right off the bat, I don't like you, okay? Right off the bat. Wow, that's incredible. Are you self-taught on all of those, or have you taken lessons on that?
I took lessons for guitar, but everything else I self-taught myself.
Why did you feel that you needed to learn more instruments? Because your sister wasn't learning any of them, is that right?
No.
I don't have the inclination. He's tried to teach me how to play mandolin because it's a bit, not simpler than guitar. It's just a bit smaller, and my fingers hurt with the guitar strings, but... No luck.
Yeah, that's incredible. So now you write your own music, is that correct?
We do.
How long does it take to write a song?
Honestly, it depends on the song. Sometimes I could, you know, be hit with a big, you know, wave of inspiration, go in my room, and 15 minutes later, I've got a top line, and then I go to Scotty and say, hey, let's quickly pull up the laptop, open up the recording materials and get this down. Sometimes it takes longer, and usually it's because of the subject matter. If it's more emotional, I'll start writing something and then leave it for a few days to let it breathe and then revisit it. But I think it just has to do with the subject matter of the song. But I try to write every day. Scotty writes every day. Songwriting is my main passion. I love to sing, and I'm grateful that I have a voice to be able to put to my songs, but writing is where it's at for me, and I think Scotty too.
Yeah, I've listened to some of your music that your manager sent up to us, and it's just incredible. Nicole, what happens when you're having a bad... Now, Donnie and Marie are good friends of mine. I was talking to Donnie not too long ago, and I says, what happens when you're having a bad day with Marie? He says, I avoid her. So when you and Scotty are not having a good day with each other, do you still get in there and write with each other, even though she... did something wrong, Scotty or Nicole? He just left his dirty socks all over the house? Or, I mean, how do you, when you're not having a good day, how do you deal with it?
You know, we've always been super close. And we only have 4 years apart. When I was little, I was dying for a little sibling. So I was just ecstatic when he was born. And we've kind of always just had this really close, we call it a twin connection. And people ask us all the time if we're twins. We're just really best friends, and we rarely fight. It's more of like a quick argument or bickering, and usually, yeah, it's sometimes laundry related. And we try to like go, okay, here's the problem, you know, I understand, we'll fix it, and we get it out of the way really fast, because, you know, we don't want to stay angry too long, because then who are we going to talk to about all of our problems?
Sure. And then once you get it all resolved and Scotty picks up his socks and puts them where they belong, then now does any of that ever come into the songwriting? Like, you know, let's write a song about your dirty sock. Sorry, Scotty, I don't know that your socks are dirty, but I'm just jumping on you for that one because you play all these instruments and I don't know how to play any of them.
Some of them are dirty.
So do you ever, when you're writing music, do you ever bring in any of your personal issues to the song?
For sure, but not, it's never about us arguing, because nothing is ever serious between us. We resolve it really fast, but we take from life experience, absolutely. Most of our songs are true stories, and anything else is like inspired by friends of mine or friends of Scotty's, or, you know, things we see going on with the world.
Now, who's the protector? Nicole, do you protect Scotty, or Scotty, do you protect Nicole?
I think it's mutual, honestly. Yeah. I'm very protective over him, and he's very, very protective over me.
Right. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the type of music that you play. How would you describe the music?
Well, we first got our start doing more of like an acoustic style. It was very singer-songwriter centered, you know, story songs. And we kind of have evolved, and Scotty took up learning production and got super interested in electronic setup. I would probably describe us as electronic pop, but we dabble a lot in trap and EDM and trip hop. So it kind of just fits.
Okay, now you got to keep in mind, I'm 63 years old. So you want to tell me what the hell you're talking about?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Yes, electronic music, it has all these sub-genres.
Okay.
And most of them are defined by what instrument is going into your song. And trip-hop, it kind of, it means like it's very beat oriented. Like there's a lot of different beats going on and lots of hi-hat, you know, rolls and stuff like that.
Okay.
So yeah, that's trip hop. And then, you know, trap is hip hop influenced and rap music influenced. And, we kind of pair that electronic production with story songwriting. So yeah, that's kind of where we sit genre wise.
Now, do you have your own studio set up, or do you go someplace to record your music, or how are you doing that?
We have our own studio space. Scotty set it up about, I want to say, 3 or 4 years ago.
He can even do that?
Yes.
See, I really don't like you.
I'm sorry.
So when you set up your studio there, you guys can go in there and you can sit in the studio there and record the music. In how long will it take you to do a song? Do you do the song and say, nah, I don't like the way that turned out, and keep doing it, or does Scotty perform his magic?
it's a combination of both, I think. The song gets written really fast. Production is a different story because we both like to make sure we're finding, you know, the right instruments that gel with the melody. Usually Scotty will turn out something. He'll turn out a track that I'm just blown away by and go, wow, this is exactly what I pictured for it. It sits perfectly with the writing and the vocal nuances and everything. Sometimes it's more of like a collaborative effort where I'm like, maybe let's change this bass line up. Maybe let's make it a bit, you know, more mellow in this area. And, it honestly depends as far as how long. It could be a couple of days, it could be a couple of weeks, because we don't, the thing is, if you try to work and push too hard with a song, you'll lose the train of thought in a sense, and you kind of want to give the song room to grow. You don't want to direct it, you want the song to direct you.
And then will there be the moment when you go, you know what, that's it, that's perfect? Will you have that moment?
Oh yeah, we wait for that moment. That's the golden ticket. How you know that you've got a solid song?
Now, Scotty, where are you getting all the music from? Are you creating that on the computer itself, or do you have band members that will come in and record something for you? How are you getting the music?
I take control over all the production elements via a laptop, really, because the world of electronic music is so diverse nowadays that you're able to find all these different instruments online that were sampled from real life instruments, and I'm able to bring that into our own production.
But how do you make the music for the song itself? I mean, can you actually do that on a laptop now, where you can create the actual music itself by using this laptop?
Surprisingly, yes. I'm able to write out all sorts of different melodies for pianos that I've downloaded that were sampled online. I'm able to put together my own drum beats. I'm able to put together an entire, even string ensemble, all from a laptop, because it's just gotten so easy nowadays, rather than going into a full-on orchestra setting and recording an entire string ensemble. So it's a lot easier nowadays to just kind of do your own production at home via a bunch of different music software that's surprisingly very cheap nowadays. And that, it just seems to be a smarter way to go nowadays.
When do you sleep?
Rarely.
Rarely.
Radically.
Now, when you're sitting around the dinner table there, do you talk about, hey, I've got this lyric, and I mean, do you discuss this all the time, or is it just no? Let's wait till we get in the studio there, and we'll sit down together, or is it you're driving to the store and all of a sudden you start thinking about this song? I mean, how do you guys come up with it?
For sure. I think inspiration hits at the most random moment. It's usually when you're in the middle of doing something else. I'll even, like, be out with friends and go, wait, hold on, guys, I just thought of the line, and then I'll quickly pull up out my phone and write it in my notes.
Nicole, you're out on a date. You're having dinner with this good-looking guy, and all of a sudden, hang on a second. And you call your brother and say, hey, check this out. Is that how it works?
I mean, sometimes. And if I'm on a date with the right guy, then he's like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, you just keep that thought, Nicole.
I'll try to.
Well, listen, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guests, Nicole and Scotty.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
I am so glad to be back on the air, and especially here at Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Now, the incredible management team here at KSLM has given me the green light to not only air my show on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., but now, in case you missed it, you can tune in to Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for an encore broadcast. Now, if you miss both of them, I invite you to go to my website, www.terrysaul.com, and check out my podcast to listen to any or all of my past shows. Now, if you do that, well, I think you've got too much time on your hands. I have a lot of fun and exciting guests in the upcoming week, and we may just take this show with us on the road. So join us weekends for the Terry Saul Show, only on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Today's guest, Nicole and Scotty. She is 21. He is 17. They are brother and sister, and they are a music duo based in Southern California. And we are so excited to have them on the show with us this week. You guys had a fun night a couple of nights ago. You were at the AMA show. How exciting was that?
Yeah, it was great. It was probably the best American Music Awards that we've been to ever.
How many shows have you been to?
This was our fourth.
Okay.
This was our fourth time there.
Now, how do you get tickets to go there?
This was through a mutual connection of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd heard of us, and they like having us there. And usually we go and mingle, and we sometimes get to meet some of the talent. It's a really great time.
So what time do you have to get there? Let's talk a little about the show, how they put this thing on. What time are you required to be there?
We're required to be there from either 3 to 4. So we try to get there earlier, though, because L.A. traffic is insane.
Yeah.
And parking is even worse.
Where was it held at?
It was held at the Microsoft Theater.
Okay. So talk me through this now. You get there at 3 o'clock. Now, is there a red carpet?
Yes, but we're sometimes allowed to be on it and sometimes not. It depends.
Really? So not everybody that attending the show can walk the red carpet?
No, not everybody.
Oh, okay.
You have to be in the majors.
So you get inside, it's assigned seating, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, so you get into your seat right there. Is there anything that they tell you before the show? Make sure you scream. Make sure you don't scream. Don't charge the stage. What do they tell you?
They tell you to be very energetic, for
really?
Sure. They want to make it a very comfortable, dancey environment to encourage the performers.
So the show starts at what time?
It starts at...
Is it 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, because they're doing an East Coast feed. Yeah. Okay. And then is it running? How long does it run? Is it a 2-hour show?
It's about 2 hours. It sometimes runs longer though.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you impressed with? Who did you see that you're going, oh wow?
My girl Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Was incredible.
She night. Now I didn't catch the opening of it, but I caught the very end of it where she came up there and accepted the Artist of the Year award there. From what I understand, she had a snake at the beginning of the opening.
It's an inflatable snake, and it's a prop from her tour. And yeah, it's something to see.
No, it's not. I'll wrestle with an alligator, but I don't even look at a snake, whether it's fake or not. So she got up there and she performed, and was it what you thought? Have you ever seen her perform before?
Yes, we've gotten to see her perform twice, once in 2015, and then earlier this year in May at the Rose Bowl, which she sold out two nights in a row, and every single time. It's a spectacular production. She puts her all into her performances, which is why she's probably the artist that I admire the most as far as business, as far as writing, as far as performing. She's just an all-around class act. my opinion.
Scotty, what about you? Who are you just in awe of?
Definitely, I agree with Nicole 100%. Taylor was amazing. And then, of course, you had amazing performances from Cardi B and Bad Bunny and J Balvin. And a bunch of others like Dua Lipa, Halsey and Khalid were amazing. Everybody just really brought their A-game this year.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Sure, sure. How about the finale at the end, the tribute to Aretha Franklin?
Oh, that was beautiful. I think you would be hard pressed to find a dry eye in the room.
You know, when I watched that, I was telling my wife when Gladys Knight started that performance there, and I told my wife, I says, you know what? She hasn't missed a beat. Gladys Knight was incredible. I thought she just was, and she looked great, and she was just incredible there. And towards the end of that, they got the whole crowd going, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. It was a fun time. Everybody was dancing.
Now, who did you get to meet anybody that you have not met before? Did you get to renew an old friendship with anyone that jumped out at you?
Scotty got to meet one of his favorite DJ groups called Gray.
And how was that for you, Scotty?
Oh, it was pretty exciting. They were amazingly nice.
Yeah, they were super sweet. We took a picture and everything and got to talk a little bit very quickly because it was very crowded and lots of people were waiting to speak to them. But yeah, we got to talk quickly about music and how much we've been enjoying their production. And we've been fans of theirs since the beginning. So it was really, really surreal to be able to meet them.
Now, what other award shows have you gone to?
We've been to People's Choice, AMAs.
And Billboard Awards.
Let's talk for just a quick second about the People's Choice Award. Those award shows, the People's Choice, the performer knows in advance that they've won, so they usually show up for that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm fairly sure.
And did you meet anybody exciting and rub elbows with anybody that you were just excited to meet?
We met a couple of YouTubers, I think, when we did People's Choice. That was about 2 years ago. I think we were there in 2016.
Now, do you perform on any of these shows at all?
Not yet. Hopefully one day.
And what's the next show coming up that you guys think that you're going to be attending?
I'm honestly not sure at the moment. Usually it's a very last minute. I mean, we didn't even know that we were going until a couple of hours before the show yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm totally serious, and we had to really hustle out.
How does that come about? Where they just didn't bother to let you know, or you know, how does that come about? Where they just call up and say, "Hey, you're going to the American Music Awards tonight."
They're not always able to get tickets.
All righty, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guests. They are called Nicole and Scotty. That's because that's their names. They are a music duo based out of Southern California. They are up and coming. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the tours that they're going to be doing, as well as some of the tours that they've done, and as well as some of the people that they meet on tour. More in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM. We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1. You're on.
We are back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and today we are talking with Nicole and Scotty. They are brother and sister, and they are a music duo based in Southern California. You guys don't just hang out in Southern California, though. You go on tour, correct?
We do. And which is really fun.
Are you touring America? Or where are you touring?
In the past, we've toured America, but usually states nearby. But we're hoping to set out more, expansive across the nation, and hopefully one day internationally as well.
Nice. Do you ever get up here to Oregon?
We've never been before, but one of my best friends used to live there, so I've heard it's gorgeous.
It's God's country up here, so we need to get you up here for a show. Absolutely. So how often do you go on tour?
It depends. It depends, because we've been writing and recording for a while. So we haven't really been playing that much, in different states recently. We've been doing a lot of shows around California, though.
Now, when you tour, who are you on tour with?
Well, back in 2013, we got our start because we were discovered on YouTube by Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, come on now. Now I don't like you. She saw you on YouTube?
She did. Apparently, she's a big fan of discovering new talent on YouTube.
Really?
And we used to cover her material a lot, so she came across a video of ours and invited us for some shows, and it was awesome.
And so how many shows did you do with her?
We ended up doing three. Mm-hmm. It was like a weekend tour.
So did you hang out and ask her about her dad?
We actually got to hang out a lot with her, and we got to talk about her music and her writing, and she told us some family stories, and it really, she's one of the most generous and kind-hearted people we've ever had the pleasure of spending time with, and she's just a very, very genuine person.
Does she talk a lot about her dad, or does she want to just kind of stick with, hey, I'm doing my own thing now, and, you know, he did his thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She talks a lot about her dad and memories of him, and but, yeah, she's very focused on making her own way as an artist, and she plays great music. She's in the Americana bluegrass roots genre. Really good stuff.
So, Scotty, how many instruments does she play?
I think she plays guitar and I think some piano.
So nowhere close to you, huh?
Oh, I'd never say that.
Did you show off in front of her? Did you say, hey, sit down, Lisa, let me show you what I can do?
Actually, she surprised Scotty with a gift when we played our second show with her. She gave him a Gretsch guitar.
Nice.
We were just blown away, and he was playing it a bit backstage afterward, all excited, and she was happy to see that he loved it. He was 12 back then, so it was like Christmas for him.
So you're 12 years old, Scotty, and you're touring with Lisa Marie Presley?
Yes.
I really don't like you. That had to have been a total thrill for you. Is there other, you've done different tours with other people. Is there anybody that you can tell us about that you've would love to go on tour with besides Taylor?
Oh, in the future? Yeah, well, besides Taylor, we love Ed Sheeran, we love Lorde, we love Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, so many. Ellie Goulding is fantastic. We love Bebe Rexha. We just take a lot of inspiration from artists that we've been following since their beginning, or artists that we came across, you know, listening on Spotify or on YouTube. And we like to discover a lot of independent talent and, you know, kind of hop on board and see where their journey takes them, you know, because we can relate, so, and everything.
From what I'm understanding here, you've also played shows with John Mayer, the Four Seasons, and Barry Manilow, is that correct?
Not John Mayer. We actually got to play a show with John Mayer's drummer, one of his session drummers.
Okay.
And we got to play with the Four Seasons, yes, and their music director and a few members. And, it was like a summer concert series back in 2015.
You like being the opening act, or do you want to be a headliner?
Honestly, being a headliner is absolutely the goal for us, but we love opening for other talented acts, and we love collaborating with other incredible, like, musicians and just kind of getting to be in that flow of creativity. It's just fun to be around other musicians, you know, because we have the same interests and, you know, kind of the same paths sometimes. So, yeah, we just like making new talented friends.
You know, it's funny because I do stand-up comedy here, and I've had the opportunity to open for a lot of people. They asked me one time, don't you ever want to be the headliner? And I said, you know what, no. I'd rather be the opening act. I get up there, I do 20 minutes, and I walk off stage, grab my money, leave, and let the performer, the headline performer, have all the stress and make the show happen.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. It's not as much responsibility to carry, totally, you know, the meat of the show.
Totally. I did an interview one day with Gary Kubiak. Gary Kubiak was the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos and John Elway. And he got paid millions of dollars to be the backup quarterback. He got to sit on the sidelines right there, front row seat, obviously. And he never had to play because Elway never got hurt. And every time John would get sacked, Gary Kubiak would go, come on, get up. You're not hurt. And, you know, he had the best job because he never had to get out there and perform. And that's kind of the way I look at it as far as doing my openings, act and stuff. It's just, I'll get out there and do my 20 minutes and walk off stage and say, okay, it's all yours. See ya.
Right. It's not a bad gig.
No. So I'll open for you guys anytime you want. And if I get off in 20 minutes, you'll know why. Because I'm done. I'm out of here. It's all yours. What type of venues do you like to play?
We really like to play outdoor shows. It's a little
Why
bit,
is that?
It's more comfortable, which is odd because usually outdoor shows mean more people. But intimate settings are really personal and you make a lot of eye contact with your audience. And outdoor shows, it's more like everybody is coming to a festival or an event to have fun anyways, so it takes some of the pressure off of you going, you know, oh my gosh, I have to make sure people enjoy themselves. It's more like you just want to get people dancing and partying and you know, kind of loosening up and having a good time.
Do you find that in your shows you interact with your audience a lot, or do you just pretty much get out there, do what you're doing, and hope that they enjoy it?
We really like when we can interact with the audience and kind of have a crowd right in front of the stage for us to, you know, kind of interact with and sing right towards or, you know, take pictures with during the show, stuff like that. Yeah, it's more fun when the crowd is super involved than if it's just us, you know, playing at a distance and them sitting. We like people to get up and dance and, you know, have, you know, like a participation element.
Do you do meet and greets?
Oh yeah, always.
Yeah. So you enjoy meeting the fans?
We love meeting people. We get really, really excited when we're recognized or when somebody even is like, oh my gosh, I've been following you guys online since the beginning, and then we get to meet in person and take pictures and keep in touch. It's really cool. It's like we get to make friends from all around the world.
What do you do in your spare time? Scotty, what do? You're 17 years old. You're a good-looking kid there. What do you do in your spare time? You play sports? You just...
You know, honestly, if I'm being very honest...
No, I want you to lie to me.
In my spare time, I literally just make music. I don't know. It is my spare time. Because at the same time, while it's a job... It's also like a hobby in a way. It's almost like a way of relaxation. I can't just sit on the couch and like get on my phone and just go and do social media because I feel like I'm not being productive enough, even if I'm not working at all. And I feel like I just got to go write something, or I got to at least listen to something, study something musically. I don't know. It's just become kind of like a pastime in a way at the same time as it is a full-time job.
So if you're doing a job that you absolutely love, it's not a job then, correct?
Exactly.
Do you have any downtime to yourself where you sit there and you just want to, I don't know, watch a football game or just go out with friends or anything? Do you have any downtime for yourself?
Oh, of course, all the time. Like, one of my favorite pastimes is just to sit down with one of my favorite books and just kind of read for a little bit, take some time, and then after like 5 minutes I'll be like, I'm gonna write something.
Nicole, how about you? What do you do in your spare time?
Scotty and I like to watch YouTube or Netflix, and then we have a great solid group of friends and we hang out and do fun stuff.
So when your mother is discussing something with you or telling you to go pick up your dirty socks and stuff, are you thinking, Nicole, how could I put this in a song?
Sometimes, maybe. And you never know. You never know what's going to be that little gem, and you go, oh, okay, there's the inspiration.
Do you run your music past your folks?
Oh, yeah, always, always. Our mom is our number one fan, and we always run everything that we write by her and go, what do you think of this? Do you like how this sounds? I really was fond of this lyric. How do you feel about it? Yeah.
Does she look at you and go, isn't that the discussion we had the other day?
She actually, you know what? She's very intuitive. When I show her a song, she's like, I know what you wrote that about. Is it about this? And I'll be like, yep. And she's like 99.9% right, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, and she'll look at you and say, it's a very good song. I love you. And now you're both grounded. There you go.
Never, not, well, maybe not usually.
Well, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we're just getting warmed up here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about a foundation that you guys are very much involved with. And then you've also got a new pop single coming out. So don't go anywhere. We're talking with Nicole and Scotty. They are a music duo based out of Southern California.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
Here's what I want you to say this time. I want you to say, you're listening to Terry Saul Saltissimo.
Terry, I'm not going to say that.
Say tall Saltissimo.
You can't even say it. No, how was that again?
Saltissimo.
I'm not going to say it.
Come on.
No.
3 years, you think you can get it right. Say, you're listening to Terry Saul Saltissimo.
I don't want to do this again.
Ah, forget it. I'll do it myself. We are back with our final few minutes today. Our guest has been Nicole and Scotty. They are incredible. They sing. You know, your manager told me you're kind of like the next Carpenters. Does that sound? Do you even know who the Carpenters are?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, listen to Scotty. Of course, Scotty, you weren't even born when they were around. You know,
we listen to everything. Our mom exposes us to so many songs that were favorites of hers when she was growing up.
Hey, Scotty, she knew how to play the drums. Top that one.
Oh my gosh.
Now you're gonna go practice the drum. You're gonna go learn the drums just to show me up now, aren't you?
Just to spite you, huh?
That's right, just to spite me. Hey, let's talk about something that's a little bit more serious. The Christina, is it Grimmie Foundation? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
First of all, what is that all about?
So the Christina Grimmie Foundation was established in honor of Christina Grimmie, who was an incredibly talented, multi-talented singer-songwriter who got her start on YouTube and was even a contestant on The Voice and finished in third.
Oh, nice.
She was just incredible, and she tragically passed away 2 years ago. And her family established this foundation in her name to help aid families who are also victims of gun violence. And
was she a victim of gun violence?
She was, sadly, okay. Yeah. And her family would like to carry out her legacy through this foundation. What they do is they help families who lost a loved one because of gun violence. And what they'll do is they'll help pay for, you know, burial costs, even just, you know, everyday mundane things like grocery shopping, and just to help them get back on their feet after, you know, such a devastating loss.
And how did you get involved with this?
We actually had the pleasure of meeting Christina back in 2015 because we were playing the same event, which was the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and Scotty and I were playing a charity side stage. She was opening up the main show, and we got to meet her and hang out for maybe 10, 15 minutes. She was just so lovely and sweet. We fell in love with her music and who she was as a person. And then after her passing, we looked into what her family was doing. The foundation and really the cause really resonated with us, and we want to do everything in our part to make people aware of who she was and what her family's doing to carry out her legacy.
Incredible. Well, you guys are doing a fantastic job with that, and keep it up. Keep it up.
Thank you. You got a new pop
single coming out. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, it just released. Just released on the 5th.
Okay. Tell me about it.
So it's called #Queen, and I actually wrote it after a pretty negative experience. I was in a relationship that went bad, and of course, the first thing I do after, you know, anything goes wrong is sit down and write, because it's really a therapeutic process for me. So I wrote the top line, brought it to Scotty. He put the production together. We were blown away by just how everything fit, you know, like puzzle pieces falling into place. And we felt it, you know, the strongest song that we've written in ages, and we've got to put it out there for our people to listen to and for new people to discover and, you know, kind of join the family. So we're super, super proud of it. And it's doing really well. It's in the thousands on Spotify already.
Nice. Now, you said that you wrote this after a relationship went south. The particular person involved in that relationship, is that person pretty excited that you're writing a song about them?
Oh, for sure.
Poor guy will never get a date now. I heard that song about you. Forget it.
Hopefully, I mean, I'm not sure that he'll even hear it. Or if he does...
Oh, he's going to hear it, because I'm calling him right after this. I'm calling him and I'm going to play it for him. I'm going to say, hey, listen, dude.
On me.
I'll give you his number.
There you go. So you wrote that song?
Yeah. Well, what I do is I usually write the lyrics and the main progression, the chord progression, and then I take it to Scotty and he kind of puts the entire thing together.
Oh, come on. Take credit for it. You wrote it and he's slipping in his work.
Well, no. Yeah.
So where can people get this single now? Is it being released nationwide, or where can people get this single?
It's released internationally. Actually, you can stream it on Spotify, Apple Music. You can download it on iTunes. We're actually coming out with a music video, and we're super, super excited about that. It was a collaborative effort with two of our very, very good friends. Our video guy we've known for 16 years, and my best friend is an illustrator, and she did the artwork, and it's really, really just something.
And what's the name of the single?
It's called Hashtag Queen.
Hashtag Queen.
Yeah, okay. Number 9 Queen.
Okay. All right, good. Let's talk for just a minute about another event that's coming up, the SOS Tour, and I believe you guys are going to be involved with that. What's the SOS Tour all about?
So the SOS Tour, it's dedicated to bringing awareness to at-risk kids in school or really anybody who's struggling, you know, with something negative in their lives, be it bullying, be it peer pressure, be it domestic abuse. It's really just covering a lot of areas, and it's kind of dedicated to the slogan, which is Stand Up, Own Up, Speak Up, and, you know, encouraging people to, like, speak up if they see bullying or something bad going on in someone else's life. You know, don't let them suffer in silence. Kind of lend a helping hand and, you know, be there for them as a friend and get the help, you know, that they need if they need it from certain services or authorities. And it's a really, really great cause and a tour that we're really excited to be a part of.
And it's going to be nationwide tour.
Yeah.
Actually, from what I understand, nationwide at first, and then they're talking about going international with it afterwards. So that should be an exciting time. You guys, real quick, we only have about a minute and a half left to go here. You performed at the House of Blues. How fun was that?
It was
amazing.
Actually, I mean, we've been waiting for that milestone. It was a huge goal of ours to, you know, kind of check off the bucket list, and it was an amazing time.
Great.
Really had fun.
So are you on social media? We have about a minute left to go here. Are you on social media? How do people get in touch with you? How do they check your music out?
We are. We're on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search up Nicole and Scotty, NicoleAndScotty.
Okay. And do you have a website?
We do. It's exactly. It's just NicoleAndScotty.com.
Stayed up all night thinking that one, didn't you?
I spent weeks.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure, and I hope that we get a chance to meet soon here. And anytime you guys are ready to go back on the radio, you just give us a holler here. We'd love to have you back on here. And Scotty, next time I talk, I want you to learn about 10 more instruments between now and then. Can you do that for me?
Right.
He can do that.
I'm sure he can. That's what just upsets the heck out of me, but I'm sure he can do that. Well, listen, you two kids, you guys are doing great work there, and we're real proud of you, and we hope to see you up here in Oregon real soon.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All righty. We are just about out of time this morning. A big thank you to our special guests, Nicole and Scotty. And remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and an encore presentation Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 a.m. We are KSLM.
Hi, this is Ron Lucas. I'm a ventriloquist, which means my lips are not moving. And that worries my wife quite a bit. Anyway, you're listening to my buddy Terry Saul, Saltissimo.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. I am so glad to be back on the air, and especially here at Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Now, the incredible management team here at KSLM has given me the green light to not only air my show on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., but now, in case you missed it, you can tune in to Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for an encore broadcast. Now, if you miss both of them, I invite you to go to my website, www.terrysaul.com, and check out my podcast to listen to any or all of my past shows. Now, if you do that, well, I think you've got too much time on your hands. I have a lot of fun and exciting guests in the upcoming weeks, and we may just take this show with us on the road. So join us weekends for the Terry Saul Show, only on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.